Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Andy Murphy. Native nutritionists say the new dietary guidelines from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services offer some positive reinforcement for healthy eating, but it mostly presents a confusing and even misleading message when it comes to the health outcomes that Native Americans are statistically affected by the most. Dr. Tara Maudry is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan in the School of Social Work. She is from the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, and she says the new emphasis on foods like red meat and whole milk, for instance, is not the kind of guidance that addresses the health challenges Native people face.
They're promoting full-fat dairy with these dietary recommendations, which can be problematic, especially to our people who have type 2 diabetes or cardiovascular disease. We have years and years and years of evidence that saturated fats are not good for our health. So to promote those is potentially really harmful for some of our most vulnerable community members. And additionally, one of the other concerns with some of the protein recommendations is they're not that far out of line with what we've typically seen in recommendations, but they are a little tiny bit higher. And that can be concerning for people with type 2 diabetes who already have stress on their kidneys. Protein is hard on your kidneys. And so if you're eating excess protein, that could actually distress your kidneys a little bit more. So that's a little bit concerning for some of our type 2 diabetic and pre-diabetic relatives.
Dr. Maudry says the new dietary guidelines influence what goes into school lunches, commodity foods for Native communities, and even the Indian health services. And so it's important for the government to base dietary recommendations on solid research and science. Access to healthy food is also something that Cecilia Gobin is focused on. She's a conservation policy analyst with the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission. Gobin, who's Tulalip, worries about the decline in salmon runs that her tribe and others rely on. An increasing number of seals and sea lions is contributing to that, and something that is a threat to treaty rights.
The increased predation pressure on salmon by seals and sea lions has not only impacted our ability to effectively and successfully recover these stocks, but it's also had a simultaneous effect in that it's impacting the tribe's ability to meaningfully exercise and take or catch fish, again, because you're having increased pressures on already depleted species. And we know that these salmon populations are central not only to ecosystem health as a keystone species, but also are critical to the tribe's treaty rights, our cultures, our subsistence practices, and our economies. And when you're having increased pressure and targeting on an already depleted species, that really places undue burden and pressures on tribal communities and tribal fisheries.
Gobin says her tribe is part of a new research effort to find solutions. Maintaining access to traditional food is also a priority for Denisa Ukuma, Community Engagement Coordinator at the American Indian Center in Chicago. She's a citizen of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, and she helped facilitate the establishment of a small bison herd about an hour outside the city, providing a cultural connection that urban Native residents wouldn't ordinarily have.
Our part in this is bringing this to our community and teaching traditional ecological knowledge, reconnecting them with the land and spaces that they otherwise, you know, don't have access to. We're really excited to begin our citizen science program and teach people how to monitor these native species and how understand how the bison impact the land in so many ways, both environmentally, spiritually. And so we're really excited to welcome this multi-partnership to our community and be a part of it.
Ukuma says they hope to expand the land the bison have access to and the bison herd in an ethical way. I'm Andy Murphy, and this is Today's Voices.